Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
As a matter of fact, I think about this right now, that President Trump, he participated in the 2018 summit. He started last year. And when you think about how important this is, these are countries that got together because Russia, Soviet Union, tried to take over the world. And so they all got together and said, listen, let's get together and prevent Russia from coming, or Soviet Union from coming and taking over the world.
Yeah.
And so, but then you find out, if you're not paying your fair share, how are we going to fund this thing? America's paying 70 cents of every dollar, reportedly, for the whole NATO crew right there, which means you're paying for the protection of Europe and all these other countries.
Have been paying for a long period of time.
Right, that's why this is so important, because it is important. NATO is important, but it's also important for people who need it to be able to participate, you know, financially. When your where your money is, that's where your heart is also.
Especially they benefit from it by far more than we do.
Yes.
So it's like, you pay your portion.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, well, last year he said, we built this building right here. But you know, we're all together in this thing and we do need each other. But let's see, this is actually his summit. Kind of a quick little look at what took place at a summit. President Trump. Isn't it so exciting when they put music to the summit?
Yeah.
It's like, woo, it's like, oh my goodness.
I want to go there, right?
But $40 billion was raised extra last year because of the president's leadership. And then this year, looking at over $100 billion has been raised.
That's exciting, because that could potentially mean that we get to pay only our fair share.
Right. And two, that, you know, the purpose of we're going to find out about NATO in just a moment, but also that if something happens in the world, and the only time the Article 5 of the NATO agreement was ever invoked, it was 9/11, where all the nations worked together to resolve what's going on. And so we want that. We need that.
Mm-hmm.
And but you have to be in agreement with that.
Absolutely.
And one way you show agreement is actually showing up and paying for your
check,
fair
right?
share, because tanks or soldiers are hired, and tanks and equipment and airplane to be have a battle. I think they have 3 million soldiers now they can call in from around the world to fight in a world war if something was to happen. Mm-hmm. And that's why you're looking at why the tensions between Europe and the NATO and Russia, because the very thing, the existence of NATO was about to prevent Russia and Soviet Union from coming down. People said that, you know, Trump, that Putin needs to join NATO. And it's like, that's why we have NATO.
Hello.
Is to prevent that from taking place. But what is NATO? As a matter of fact, this is NATO's own video talking about what specifically NATO is. Let's take a look.
The North Atlantic Alliance was founded in the aftermath of the Second World War. Its purpose was to secure peace in Europe, to promote cooperation among its members, and to guard their freedom. All of this in the context of countering the threat posed at the time by the Soviet Union. The Alliance's founding treaty was signed in Washington in 1949 by a dozen European and North American countries. It commits the Allies to democracy, individual liberty, and the rule of law, as well as to peaceful resolution of disputes. Importantly, the treaty sets out the idea of collective defense, meaning that an attack against one ally is considered as an attack against all allies. The North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO, ensures that the security of its European member countries is inseparably linked to that of its North American member countries. The organization also provides a unique forum for dialogue and cooperation across the Atlantic. The alliance started with 12 member countries in 1949. However, the founding treaty allows for other European nations to join the alliance as long as all existing allies agree. Any prospective member must share NATO's core values and have the capacity and willingness to contribute to security in the Euro-Atlantic area. Today, NATO has 29 members who are stronger and safer together. For almost seven decades, NATO has ensured peace within its territory, While threats and the way NATO deals with them have evolved over time, the purpose, values, and founding principles of the alliance do not change. For its first four decades, the Cold War defined the alliance. Collective defense was NATO's main role. When that confrontation ended in 1989, and with the collapse of the Soviet Union, some said that NATO had fulfilled its purpose, that it was no longer needed. And yet the alliance is still here today. So why has NATO stood the test of time? The end of the Cold War offered hope for progress and peace, but it also ushered in a new era of instability. NATO has responded to changes in the security environment by shifting its focus and taking on new tasks.
This is so important to understand that. Now you see why it's so important that the Erdogan, the president setting himself up as king over Turkey, is they're saying you cannot take Russian, he's a member now of NATO, joined, and they're saying you cannot bring in the missile defense or any kind of weapon from Russia and still be a member of NATO. Yeah. Or you see Germany, who we're protecting, Germany's not paying their full 2%. Matter of fact, put up this particular image here. Let's cue 4532 here.
Yeah.
And there's only five out of all those countries, there's only five of them paying their fair share, which is 2%.
And what makes this sad,
we're paying 3.7,
is Greece, who's on the verge of collapse.
Right, they're paying their fair share.
They're paying their fair share. Right. They're on the verge of collapse.
Out of 21 countries, whatever.
29.
29. And so it's very important to be able to understand that. So when the president says, Angela Merkel, the leader, prime minister of Israel, is like, she's the prime minister of Germany. Why are you getting your fuel from Russia?
Large percentage.
Because
of fuel,
if you're part of NATO, your country's part of NATO, and this is a lot of us part of NATO, and including Americans, you're actually paying military protection for Germany against Russia, while they're actually going to Russia and getting 70% of their energy from Russia, which makes no sense. And that's what the president
said. And you're not paying NATO.
By the way, and if you don't know this or not, America now has enough energy to provide the entire world. We can meet all of Germany's energy needs now,
that's
and natural
right.
gas and all. We have that ability to do that.
Almost seemed like the president was suggesting that maybe Germany should change their allegiance from where they get their their petrol, their oil.
And so now you understand why the president was saying this is wrong. If you're going to get, why are we going to protect you from Russia while you're actually getting your very energy, which means everything is contingent upon Russia? Then you'd be under the thumb of Russia. And of course, all of our audiences in Russia, listen, we're not talking about you as a Russian citizen. We're talking about the government because we're for the Russian people and for the German people. But just to understand, that's where NATO came from, because there was a day that was the ultimate thing, was hegemony, to be able to take over the world. And so, but if Russia wants to change their mind and come along and all get together and not
play nice,
I think it would be, the Russian government, I think it would be really, really good. So this is exciting days. This is encouraging things. We are talking about specifically what happened at the NATO summit. And I know that President Trump, some people misinterpret what he's doing, but what he's trying to do is saying, listen, it needs to be fair, meaning that, we need to treat you fair in your country, and America needs to be treated fair.
Yeah. Well, he ran on this policy, America first, and that's what you want in...
And not bringing in the world, but just like you got to take care of your own home before you can help someone else.
Everyone basically understands this, except a small percentage of the population.
Right.
But that's what you elect a president for, to represent you, the people. You're not the... One of the arguments against a previous president was that he was a global president, a global leader. It's like you represent the American people.
Right. And it's important. A healthy America, we're seeing that it helps everyone, because it's such a big economy. People compared our country to many other countries, but it's a very large economy. It's the biggest economy in the world. It's twice the size of China in regards to our economy. Just the state of Florida alone has a $1 trillion economy.
Yeah.
I believe California
has
$2 or $3 trillion economy.
I believe they say that their economy, if they were a country, would be the fifth largest in the world.
Right. And so it's just, you can't compare those things. And it's just blessing. And our prayers, if you're not in America, our prayers that God would give you that form of government, a Judeo-Christian value government where you actually can watch God's blessings come down on you. Because God wants to bless everyone on the face of the earth. He loves you. He's got a plan for your life. But it depends, who you have an authority over you. For example, we have a lot of friends in Haiti. But right now, Haiti, they're rioting in the streets because of the government is oppressing them, it's taking their resources, it's shutting down the electricity, and it's just, no matter what brings the resources that come into Haiti, it's like the government, you know, appears to be and reportedly is just taking that stuff from them. And it happens quite often in different countries. But you know, when God comes in, when you invite God into your country, that's what we talk about with VFNKB, you need the government mountain to be taken for the good so that everybody can be blessed, that you can live in your land and that God would bless you. And so when you're looking at what's happening in America, it's not happening because some politician, it's not happening because of our current president. Yeah. It's happening because God chose to have mercy on America and he's using America for his purposes. And if we turned our back on God, then he would use
somebody else.
Right. And so this is the president's remark at the breakfast table in Finland at NATO. He's just speaking specifically about, listen, we all have to come in here. It's our thing together. We're working together. You need to put your cards on the table and pay your fair share. Take a look.
Well, we think Finland's a great country. We had a fantastic meeting a few days ago. Some of you were there. It was a very successful meeting. I think NATO has never been more together. People are now agreeing to pay, and we were having a lot of problem with a lot of people not paying, as the president will tell you. And they're paying, and they're paying more rapidly, and I think NATO's probably never been stronger than it is today. So we had a fantastic meeting, and now we're capping it with being in Finland, and the hospitality has been fantastic.
This is so amazing when you think about it. Within 2 weeks, right, John? You're looking at North Korea, dealing with North Korea, coming through, dealing with NATO. And we're about to go to the United Kingdom with him.
Yes.
He's doing all this, and Russia.
And Russia.
And I believe he's going to go to Mexico next. But you're looking at the global structure being shifted and changed. And that's what Kim Clement prophesied about in 2015, that he talked about, you know, that God is going to be shifting things. And we're seeing that take place. The mercies and kindness of God,
right? There are so many things that are happening in the world right now.
Right.
I mean, thank the Lord for President Trump, who was able to get into these nations and provide some leadership. Because as America goes, the rest of the world goes.
Yeah, and truly, we're starting to see some big changes, and everything always contingent upon us staying, you know, faithful to the Lord.
Yes.
and praying. And when you're seeing things take place, this is one thing that Kim Clement prophesied in 2015 was, God heard your prayers, and he did this. Which means that not necessarily the people that are doing it are the one that God
That's
is pleased
right.
with, but it's actually, and he could be, I'm not saying that. But you as a believer that prayed and cried out, God, turn our nation, turn our world back to you. He heard your prayers,
yeah.
And he's going to begin to pour out revival on nations, and he's even going to have mercy on America, and it's going to be a
so
blaze again.
So don't stop
revival.
Praying.
He hears your prayers. As a matter of fact, let's go now to the United Kingdom. Remember, America originally was under England, but we had the American Revolution after the Second Great Awakening to be able to have a freedom where we have one nation under God, but yet it was America that came in World War II and rescued the destruction of the United Kingdom and helped build the martial law to rebuild, you know, England. And so they've been great friends, you know, ever since. And so this is President Trump coming to meet the Prime Minister, Theresa May, who's leading the Brexit, where they're breaking away from the European Union to be able to have their... And this is so important. It's not about what people say it is. Listen, the days come, God's dividing the sheep nations and the goat nations. So allow God to divide your country from people who are choosing not to be a godly nation, because you don't want to be tied into a goat nation who's saying, we don't want God, we don't want anything he has to do, because there's going to be a division. All the nations are going to be judged in the Valley of Jehoshaphat, where he talks about, based on what we did with the land of Israel, and we're going to be divided by sheep and goat nations, and that's something important. So we want to watch God do what he does and just be amazed and just thank him for it. But this is President Trump with Prime Minister Theresa May at the summit at the United Kingdom encounter there. Is awesome. Also, by the way, they're meeting in the Prime Minister, Big Cigar.
Winston Churchill,
where he was born. First place, the summer house that they took him to. It's really cool. As a matter of fact, let's join. This is United Kingdom with President Trump and Theresa May.
Well, look, we've got a lot to discuss. We're going to discuss our special relationship, which is great. Between the UK and the United States. We're going to discuss the real opportunities we've got for a fantastic trade deal coming up when we leave the European Union. And of course, we'll discuss some foreign policy and defence and security issues. And we work really closely together with the US. The United States is our longest standing and deepest security and defence partner. And we work great together. The President did a very good job at NATO in encouraging others to spend up to their commitment. We do, so we both do, of course. But others are now understand the importance of spending their 2% commitment in NATO. So we've got a lot to talk about.
Well, we do, and the Prime Minister and I worked very hard together in NATO, and that was an incredible 2 days, I think. It's never been more united. People are paying. We are two of the five that are totally paid up, but others are coming along rapidly, I think. I think it was a very, very productive 2 days, and we arrived here last night. We had a dinner where I think we probably never developed a better relationship than last night. We spoke for an hour and a half, and it was really something. And today we're talking trade, we're talking military. We just looked at some incredible anti-terrorism things that are being done here in conjunction with the United States. And the relationship is very, very strong. We've really had a very good relationship. And I think we're going to do a news conference in a little while, so we'll answer your questions then. And right now we're going to be talking about some other things that are taking place in the Middle East and elsewhere. Okay? Thank you all very much. Thank you.
This is exciting, is that what's taking place around the world. You know, God's just blessing the nations. Things are shifting. Pastor John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence, gave a prophetic word before all this began to happen in President Trump's administration that God was going to give our president, President Trump, the ability to do something brilliant that would just shift everything to pay off the $20 trillion debt in America. Well, guess what? Mohammed Elron with PIMCO, formerly with PIMCO, who is an investor. He's speaking on CNBC, and he's saying this is specifically what's taking place. As a matter of fact, let's join him now. Take a look.
Who is winning the trade war? Are we?
So in relative terms, we are winning, and we will win the trade war. And I think just look at the performance of U.S. markets relative to China and relative to others. That is consistent. The more interesting question is what happens in absolute terms. And I think what the market has priced in is the following, that the tit-for-tat continues, but ultimately it doesn't lead to a full-blown trade war, that we get still free but fairer trade. And is there a left tail? Sure there is. I think what the market hasn't realized as yet is that there is a right tail. I call it the Reagan moment for trade, that when people realize that at the end of the day, the U.S. will prevail because it's a less open economy, because it's a more dynamic economy, that ultimately you may end up in a situation where the U.S. position in global economic terms is better off. So I see this as the market is pricing in the most likely outcome, but let's not forget there's a right tail as well as a left tail.
When we think about the Reagan moment, Mohammed, most people will think about Japanese automakers bringing production to the United States. Is that what you're talking about? More production, more manufacturing, more jobs here in the U.S. as a result of this trade dispute?
No, I'm referring to the decision that President Reagan took to have a race on military buildup with the then Soviet Union, with what he called the evil empire. Were there risks to that approach? Massive risks. But at the end of the day, because the U.S. was sure to win that war, as long as those risks were managed, you ended up with changing the landscape of Europe and changing the position of the U.S. And I think that one of the upside risks, it is a tail, but one of the upside risks is that you may end up changing the global landscape in a way that favors the U.S. because countries will realize that if we slip into a trade war, while everybody suffers, the U.S. does better in relative terms.
This is awesome because this is the theory. It's peace through strength. It's not to have a huge military so everybody can be at war. It's that if you can win the war, your opponent says, we're not going to have a war, which means things begin to settle in peace. And we're seeing that take place. That's what Reagan did. That's what the fall of the communist nation. The Soviet Union came down, the wall of West Berlin, right? Came down, and people were freed, and the economies were freed, and it's all the same thing. You can't talk about one thing without talking about the other, thanks to President Woodrow Wilson and tying everybody's economies together. But now America is separating itself more. We're doing our own thing. We're having our independence with oil. So that word that was given by Pastor John Kilpatrick is actually coming to pass, and it was just verified by Muhammad here. We got to pray for you. I want to pray for you right now. Thank you so much for joining us and being a part. We'd love to hear your comments below. What are your thoughts? How are you encouraged? Write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. But let me pray for you right now. John, let's just pray for our audience. Father God, we just love you, Father, and we pray right now for those that are watching and listening that you would encourage them. We thank you for what you're doing in the world. We pray for peace across the earth. God, we pray, Lord God, for strength, Father God, to the nations that are going to be peaceful, God. We pray for protection of the borders of every nation, Father God, and leadership. Lord, that you put godly leadership across the world, Father God, that there would be peace across this world. And I pray right now for every one of our audience members that need healing, God, that you would heal their body, that you would deliver them from any oppression, God, and that you would bless them. And God, we ask you, Lord, in America, God, end abortion. In the world, God, send revival. Send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.